What if I told you that most startup advice you've absorbed is designed to serve venture capitalists, not founders? That the path to entrepreneurial success might look nothing like the glossy TechCrunch features you've been consuming? Rand Fishkin's journey with Moz, from crushing personal debt to a $45 million software company, reads less like a victory lap and more like a survival manual written in the trenches. This isn't another tale of overnight success or brilliant pivots. It's something far more valuable, an honest account of what building a company actually looks like when you strip away the mythology. Fishkin occupies that vast middle ground where most entrepreneurs actually live, neither spectacular unicorn nor catastrophic failure. And that's precisely what makes his perspective so essential. He's speaking to the founders who won't grace magazine covers, but might just build something sustainable, meaningful, and real. Picture answering your door to a debt collector serving papers for $500,000, money borrowed to keep a struggling consulting business alive. This was Fishkin's reality in 2005, hiding in an apartment he couldn't lease because his credit was destroyed. He didn't drop out of an elite university to pursue a visionary idea. His father stopped paying tuition after a fight. He wasn't a programming prodigy. He learned web design to help his mother's small business. Yet 13 years later, Moz would employ 155 people and generate $45 million annually. The transformation came from embracing radical transparency, sharing financials online, documenting product failures, and admitting fundraising struggles. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Services businesses often make founders wealthier than venture-backed software companies. A consultant retaining 100% ownership of a $15 million sale pockets the full amount. A product founder with 15% equity in a $40 million exit walks away with just $6 million. Services offer minimal startup capital, precise profitability control, work-life flexibility, full ownership, and survival rates nearly double that of tech startups. Fishkin's consulting work literally saved Moz from bankruptcy. The real challenge in transitioning from services to products isn't capability, it's focus. Comfort with existing revenue makes product development feel less urgent. Most entrepreneurs launch companies to pursue their passion, then discover growth's cruelest irony. Success means doing progressively less of what you love. As Moz expanded, Fishkin's hands-on SEO time shrank from 20% to 5%. His days filled with recruiting, fundraising, and endless meetings. The romantic notion of founding a startup to do what you love crashes against reality. Employees, customers, and investors all need you handling responsibilities unrelated to your original passion. Building a great company requires muddling through numerous business functions, realizing what blocks your team, attempting solutions, watching most fail, experiencing occasional breakthroughs, then settling for partial implementation. Unless you genuinely love managing people and constantly communicating vision, being a CEO won't let you do the work you started the company to do. The solution isn't fighting this reality. It's resetting your passion from doing this work to creating this change in the world. Companies inherit their founders' attributes, both strengths and fatal weaknesses. Amazon reflects Bezos' logistics passion and notorious thriftiness. Moz excelled at marketing, but struggled with software quality, directly reflecting Fishkin and his mother having strong marketing skills, but zero programming experience. Founder traits become permanently embedded through biases, recruiting practices, and resource allocation. Conventional wisdom suggests hiring to compensate, but three caveats apply. Without domain expertise, you'll struggle to identify and manage talent in that area. Founders' weaknesses become embedded as debt, requiring significant effort to fix. And relying on others creates vulnerability when those people leave. Despite Silicon Valley mythology, pivoting is vastly overrated. Among thousands of successful startups, only a few dozen famous pivots exist: Slack, Twitter, Pinterest. We celebrate these outliers while ignoring the brutal truth. Pivoting means things have gone terribly wrong, and changing direction is typically harder than improving execution. The cost gets dangerously underestimated. Switching markets means abandoning hard-won customer insights. Changing products discards months of validation work and relationships. Moz succeeded by selecting a growing field with few competitors, then iteratively improving rather than pivoting. Fishkin spent years refining his blogging skills, publishing over 1,000 posts before achieving consistent readership. Their initial subscription tools were barely worth the price, but persistent improvement transformed them into valuable software with high customer lifetime value. You can win by being the tortoise, selecting the right race and route, then consistently improving in a less crowded space. Target markets with incumbent solutions that customers hate or that can't evolve. Great products often evolve from mediocre beginnings through iteration, humility, and staying alive long enough to get good at what you're building. Fundraising looks glamorous. Press coverage, congratulations, competitive advantage, but it can be disastrous if your business doesn't align with the venture model. Founders mistakenly believe investors share their goals, but the reality differs brutally. Out of 10 VC investments, 5 fail completely, 3 return insignificant amounts, and just 2 generate most returns. The startup failure rate is staggering. 30-40% fail completely, while 95% fail to deliver expected returns. The math requires absurdly successful outliers. Even if a VC invests $15 million in a company that sells for $450 million, a spectacular 10x return, they might only get $112 million back, far short of the $1.2 billion needed to hit their fund's target. This creates devastating misalignment. VCs might block a $450 million acquisition that would make founders wealthy because it barely moves the needle on their returns. The timeline keeps lengthening. Average time from funding to exit increased from 3.1 years in 2001 to 6.8 years by 2014, with successful IPOs taking 11 years. Despite founding a multi-million dollar company, Fishkin doesn't have the wealth many assume, about 2 years' savings and a comfortable lifestyle. Better reasons to start a company: the freedom to determine what you work on, the chance to share an idea with the world, and the opportunity to dramatically accelerate your career. Just don't go in blinded by money. Startups are poorly rewarded labors of passion. In 2011, Fishkin built Moz Analytics, assuming marketing specializations would converge. After 2 years of development, they launched to 90,000-plus prospects in November 2013. Only 2.3% converted, and those who did churned rapidly. The failure? They never validated their core assumption with actual customers. Then came an unusual experiment. After a few whiskeys in Philadelphia, Fishkin and consultant Will Reynolds swapped lives for a week. Houses, emails, passwords, everything. Immersed in Will's world, Fishkin discovered consultants constantly validated tool results manually and happily switched between specialized solutions. His all-in-one platform approach was worthless. The lesson? Truly understanding customers means knowing them as people, not personas. When teams rely solely on interview data or reviews, they build features barely better than existing processes, decisions driven by numbers rather than empathy. August 17, 2016 was Moz's worst day. They laid off 59 of 210 employees, shut down 2 products, and abandoned their 2.5-year strategy. The cause? Lack of focus. After raising $18 million in 2012, Fishkin believed they needed to spend quickly to accelerate growth. Despite no board pressure, he diverted attention from their core SEO business to pursue a broader product suite. By mid-2016, they had 8 different products. Selling 8 things proved vastly harder than selling 2 or 3. Every team was spread thin as they ballooned from 125 to 220 employees in 2 years. In June 2016, their CFO revealed alarming cash burn. Every product was growing, but missing projections, with uncanny correlation suggesting each new product subtracted growth from others. By November 2016, Moz achieved its first cash flow positive month in 4 years, having consumed over $35 million while growing slower than before. The lessons? Focus on retention over acquisition. Multiple products dilute your brand. Organizations struggle with numerous priorities, like individuals struggle with multitasking. For startups after product market fit, the wisest path is becoming the best at one thing.